Welcome to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Nikon. As usual, I'm Max.
I'm Nikki.
And I'm Nikon.
And together we're
Max, Nikki, and Nikon. Did you guys notice I added the "and" there again?
I did, wow. But it kind of...
Was that something you thought about?
I was just trying it on.
Trying it on?
I don't know if I dislike it or not. I don't know.
Let's try that on for size.
That's why you try things on.
Sure.
You know, that's something that I think is a lesson our government can use. Why don't you try things? If it doesn't work, let's move on.
Why don't you
try
things
on?
Nobody
tries anything anymore. Anyway.
Yeah. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to walk out of the store with it. Just try it on.
Just try it on for size. Hey, guys. First of all, how's it going, Nikon? You're in California right now, right?
Yep. I'm in California. I just had my my joint bachelorette party with my fiance.
That's awesome.
And our friends last weekend up on the Oregon coast.
Oh, you were in the Oregon coast?
On the Oregon Trail?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, drove up. She drove down from Portland. I drove up from San Francisco, and it was lovely. It was lovely.
Did you play Oregon's Trail while you were in
Oregon? We did not. I think that's cross country. We were going up and down the coast.
That's true. It is cross country.
It's kind of... Yeah. Now,
but it does have the word Oregon in it, so I understand the... I understand the desire to bring it up. Yeah.
Oregon Trail, that was just one of those things that you would play in first grade because that was the only thing on the computer, probably.
It was that. Would you call that an RPG?
I would call it a slow-moving game that I didn't play that
well,
much.
Well, certainly.
I don't know if it's an RPG.
I think actually Oregon Trail... I think I was looking this up recently. I think it was one of the first visual-based computer games.
I thought Pong was like the first.
That was not a computer game. That was not a computer game. Pong was...
It wasn't?
Well, Pong was an arcade game at first, and then they ported it to like the Atari and actually a few other bygone systems, actually, that were at-home entertainment systems. But for the computer... Go ahead.
Yeah. I think Brickbuster, maybe. Might have been before Oregon Trail.
Brickbuster. That's a fun game.
That's a game for anybody.
Anybody
all
can
ages.
Play.
Speaking of computer games, I was looking up... Did you ever play Leisure Suit Larry? You ever play that game?
No, but I just... That's a funny name. No.
It's a very funny game, actually.
It's a very, very funny is series
it?
Of games.
It's this kind of adult-themed game where this, you know, age, kind of middle-aged, balding guy in a leisure suit is trying to hit on women, and he's trying to pick up a woman, and
that's the idea of the game. Is you have to... You have to successfully pick up women.
Well, he's trying to be suave. I think the conceit also in the first installment. Thank you. First installment. He's a virgin, actually. And so he's trying to get laid, I guess, but he's also the conceit is also that he's not very good at picking up women, which is why he's a virgin. And so I think the goal is to finally be able to sleep with a woman in order to win the game or something like that, I think.
That's fun. I'm sure it's pretty problematic if you try to. You were to revisit it,
probably. But
I think that's the joke: is that he is kind of a problematic character, and that's why he's been so unsuccessful. Actually,
you're a little loud, Max, for my taste.
Okay.
No complaints here, Max. Just for the record, I don't want to get in the middle of this.
That's the debate for today: is Max too loud?
I figured that Nikon would think that. I figured that Nikon would
How about
think that
now.
You know, I what is it? I think Dude, I
can you
I
hear
actually,
me now? Can you hear me
real
now?
Real quick though, and maybe this is sort of going into the whole pet peeve thing. I have a problem with the word problematic. I don't like it.
Do you find it? Is this a setup?
No, I'm serious. I don't like the word problematic.
Well, let's hear more.
It's just overused, man. It's annoying. It's like everything.
Oh, same with like gaslighting.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like sociopath.
Oh, sociopath? Is that overused these days?
I think it's overused. I think like everybody with like some mild personality disorders called a sociopath and something. I don't know, maybe in my circles. Maybe I hang out with a lot of sociopaths.
You know, I guess when it comes down to it, I don't like trendy expressions, you know?
Yeah.
So this
is more of like a kids these days corner with Nikki.
It is a kids these days. But
well, it's actually
to piggyback on that, the one expression I'm hating the most right now is let's go. I hate that
I really hate.
I don't know where it came from.
But it's ubiquitous. It's not even just like bros saying it. That's where I was first hearing it. But like I don't know, like the 50-year-old woman at my company who runs the sales department says, "Let's go." And like just like all like just people. It's just like the more ubiquitous it becomes, the more obnoxious it is.
Why is that? Why do we get annoyed? You know, it's not a
because we're iconoclasts.
It's not a kids these days thing. It's more just we've always been like that.
Because it's a herd. It's a herd. I don't know. Well, because okay, here's the thing. When I first heard it, it was only one person saying it, so I heard it from that one person, and even then, it annoyed me.
Yeah,
just the one person.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I first heard it. I don't know. I want to say 8 years ago, I think, at this point.
8 years ago?
Well, there was this video.
There
was this video our older brother showed us that.
I don't know.
There was this guy in it.
We're going to have to see documentation.
We copied him because he was so funny sounding. He would introduce something, a segment on his video, and then he'd go, "Let's go."
well, that's funnier. Different. That's different. That's
that
good.
Is
that's
funnier,
a different.
Because LFG,
That's not like a let's go. Because if we do have to actually go do something, I think that's funny to go, "Let's go." But if it's sort of an expletive that, oh, I'm excited for something, "Let's go," you know, that's a different type of situation, you know.
I'm gonna throw out there that it didn't hit critical mass until 2021
is when I agree with you on that. Yes,
the current iteration of "Let's." What I can't even say it. It's like gives me
it,
the
it gives
shows.
You you it,
yeah like
it cringe. You cringe.
Let's go. I can't. Even, I'm not even gonna try. I'm not even gonna give it. I'm not gonna dignify its existence by saying it the way it's supposed to be said.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's something. That's a pet peeve. Kids these days corner that we can all agree on, right?
I think so, yeah.
Well, but it's
and
not
again,
a,
it's,
again,
it goes
it's not
beyond
a kids
just
these
kids.
Days type of thing, yeah. I just want to mention that, but something that does bother me, though, is also, ironically, when old people say, you know, kids these days don't know about this kind of stuff, about certain things that it's like, yes, you just don't know that many kids, I guess, you know. It's like Bill somebody Maher that, is like that a
frustrates
lot.
Me about it so much is Bill Maher. And I'm like, he doesn't have kids for one, and he doesn't ever want to. And I doubt he's ever hanging out with anyone that's young. And yet he still says kids these days don't know about these things. And I'm like, who are you talking to, actually? You know, I don't know where you're getting this.
Oh, by the way, audience, if you're not already familiar with the clip or episode, Bill Maher has a podcast which is kind of ridiculous. It's called Club Random.
Well, there's an episode that should fill you in as to how ridiculous it is.
It's
called Club Random, and it's hosted by Bill Maher.
There's an episode that Richard Dreyfuss is a guest on. I urge you all to look
about
up
it.
Clips of it.
It's
the funniest thing. I don't even want to ruin it.
You
it
just
for you.
Have to watch
but
it.
Don't
Richard
say
Dreyfuss
anything.
Is
yeah.
So ridiculously
you've said
funny.
Too much.
Yeah,
you
I've read too much.
Stop.
Just go see Richard Dreyfuss on Club Random, Bill Maher's Club Random. It is hilarioso. It actually, our older brother showed us the clip from an episode, and it's the hardest I've laughed since the beginning of the year, actually.
There you go. It's the clip to beat as far as making Nikki laugh hard.
Yeah. And usually when something is like pumped up like that beforehand, it ends up being a little underwhelming, but not in that case, you know.
No, this holds up. Well, it wasn't
pumped up because our older brother didn't say anything about it. He said, just watch this. Right. I'm not going to say anything more. Just watch this.
All right, let's quickly get into station business, Max.
Bum-ba-dum, station business.
Tentatively, we have our next Vintage Basement show on...
No, it's not tentative.
I mean, tentatively, yes. On Sunday, July 16th at 7 p.m. Free show, of course. We'll be posting about it on Instagram in the weeks to come, so you can find out about more information about how they reserve your free seats. So check that out.
Hell yeah, okay. Check it out.
Nikon?
Yes. Check it out.
Still no dates to announce, and therefore I have no station business.
I mean, meaning you're not going to mention your
I'm not saying anything. You're allowed to, but I'm not going to.
Well, let's all just say that Nikon has got a wonderful
set of glasses.
Sunglass company called Onus Optics, where it doesn't just protect your eyes, it protects your nose from the sun. Nose. And great for the sun. You know, we are officially in summer as of last night, guys. So,
the solstice.
Great time to solstice. Pick up your own pair of Onus Optics.
Happy days.
Well, like I said, I can't say anything about it, but that sure sounds like a great product.
Hey, I'm just hoping that they'll be a sponsor for the podcast one day.
Someday.
But all right, so Grammar Corner. I think I might actually try to program something for that eventually. Here's something that I've noticed sometimes, and I was watching a few clips from that miniseries Band of Brothers.
Okay.
And I hear David Schwimmer's character say it, and it is not correct. I've heard some people say irregardless.
Oh, yeah, that's a funny one.
No, I use that as a joke, though, sometimes.
Max uses it as a joke.
Yeah, people say it ironically.
But irregardless is not a word, guys. Just so you know, it's just regardless, right? Putting the ear there.
Just so you know, guys.
Is just superfluous, and it's actually negating the regardless part, right? So you're basically saying...
It's not actually a word, right? Is it?
It's not.
Did you look it up?
I did. I looked it up, and it's not technically in the English dictionary.
But it's weird that...
Actually, I'm seeing that it is.
Is that so?
Well, on dictionary.com, which I don't know.
No. You know, I looked up...
The dictionary of record.
Look, if you go to dictionary, even if type it in Google, it says it's non-standard. It's not... but if you look up, is irregardless grammatically correct... Irregardless is not considered a real word by most dictionaries, and it should be avoided in formal or academic writing. And
you know
I would just say avoid it in conversation.
You know what they're doing when they say that? They're combining regardless and irrespective, I think.
That's right. But you know what? Just so you know, there is a Wikipedia article on irregardless.
Oh.
And it says irregardless is a word sometimes used in place of regardless or irrespective. Very good. Very good on that. Which has caused controversy since the early 20th century, though the word appeared in print as early as 1795.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. This is getting a little spicy.
You guys, if I were you, I would just avoid it completely because somebody's going
to... I would, too. It's challenging. You sound stupid.
Irregardless, I think we can...
It's basically like saying, like George W. Bush saying nuclear, you know?
I think it's more in the category of the, you know, misusing whom. You're trying to sound smart, but you're actually
I wouldn't.
Shooting yourself in the foot.
I don't know if I would put it in that category. Oh,
espresso? That's a good one, Nimby. I hate it when people say espresso.
Oh, and I hate it.
Oh, some people spell it espresso.
Now that's
okay. Almost as bad.
That's
insane. That brings up another pet peeve of mine in terms of grammar is it concerns the word asterisk. Some people say asterisk, and some people say asterisk, or some people say asterisk. And I'm like, you guys.
Like a singular asterisk?
How is this asterisk spelled? It's asterisk. And I think apparently, technically, a few asterisk of those are acceptable pronunciations. But come on. Come on.
Come people on, guys. Cut it
it's
out.
Asterisk. Oh, now you're doing cut it. But I think we've talked about it on our previous episode about espresso, why it's called espresso. And there's a few reasons.
Reasons? I thought it was just an Italian.
No, yes.
No, I don't think we've talked about this.
I think we did. So one of the reasons is it's made quickly. So espresso, it's...
Well, sure, yeah. I mean,
it is drinking quickly. And it
sure
is also made expressly for one person. So it's made uniquely for one person, whereas a brew of coffee is made for multiple people.
Right, it's made quickly, exactly, yeah. But there you go.
I don't know about that last one.
No, it is.
Like Italians.
No, look it up. Look
Italians don't brew pots of coffee in the first place. Like,
Is that true? I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. They would spit. They would literally, if you offered them a cup, literally any Italian, any Italian will spit in your face
Italy, so.
If you offer them pot coffee.
Is that true?
I mean, no, not the spitting part, but go to Italy and look for a look for a pot of coffee.
I'm looking for a pot of coffee.
Well, then
I don't. I agree with those first two. That's just obvious. Like, yes, it's espresso, but I don't think you're going to find. I don't think the fact that it's made expressly for one individual has anything to do with the naming.
Well, that's according to Wikipedia I looked up before, so I don't know.
Wikipedia. Any asshole can go on Wikipedia and write an opinion, and it'll be up there for 5 minutes.
That's true.
It's very I've read some Wikipedia articles recently that I'm like, who wrote this garbage? It's really like there's run-on sentences. There's sentences that don't even make sense. And these are for like reputable, you know, people
topics.
Like topics, yeah, exactly.
Well, you can always look. Hopefully, there is a, you know, an annotation, and you can look up where that they're quoting that from, or where they're, you know, where that sentence in that Wikipedia article, where they're getting their information from, and you can look at it. Hopefully, that's from a reputable source, and then you can look that up to make sure that it's kind of legitimized, you know.
So yeah. Guys, before we get into discussing our main topic, I just want to point out something that I just realized recently. So I was rewatching some clips from The Big Lebowski.
Mm.
Very funny movie, obviously. I mean, John Goodman.
A classic.
I mean, everybody's hilarious, and John Goodman is so funny. Oh my God. But I didn't put two and two together until just a couple days ago.
Nikki's not very good at math, so.
Like, the dude is kind of sort of the Coen brothers' version of Philip Marlowe from the Raymond Chandler novels. I didn't realize that, and the reason I realize that now is I watched The Long Goodbye during the quarantine.
Oh, such a good one.
Oh, it's very good. And Elliot Gould in it is playing the Philip Marlowe character.
Yeah.
And... I'm actually reading The Big Sleep right now by Raymond Chandler.
It's one of Robert Altman's good movies.
Wait. You don't think Robert Altman is good?
Oh, I do. I think he's a genius, but I think he either has really good movies or really, really mediocre movies.
Right. That is one of his good movies. It's that was one of the best movies we saw.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think of MASH, actually, which is what really put him on the map?
MASH is a masterpiece. MASH is a masterpiece.
I should rewatch it. I saw it when I was in middle school, actually.
We love the TV show. Obviously,
TV show is
Robin.
One of my top TV shows of all time.
I think it's because you were trained on the TV show, so you're expecting a certain you were expecting more sitcom aesthetics to the comedy.
No. Actually, I would say
on
that,
the contrary. There's actually more serious MASH. Yes, in the first one or two seasons, is more of a sitcom, but then it becomes more of a dramedy, actually. And in fact, I think that's what is missing from the movie. Is that
Cammy? Go watch.
Cammy's
did you guys
saying,
know that
a
Robert
movie?
Altman's? Did you guys know that Robert Altman's son wrote "Suicide Is Painless"?
He wrote the lyrics. He wrote the lyrics to it. And in fact, when he was 14 years old,
the melody.
No, Johnny Mandel. Wild. Johnny Mandel wrote the melody, but he ended up, because it became such a popular song, his son actually made more money from that movie than Robert Altman himself. Actually,
that's very cool.
Yeah.
Even though the lyrics don't make it into the show.
What's I know, but they don't. But I think, I don't know how copyright law works.
It does. It does make it.
I don't know how copyright law works, but I think because.
You don't?
Well, no, not that specific. I think he still gets, even though that the melody is played, it's just the melody.
No,
I think he
on.
Still gets.
Max.
Maybe
licensing
he got a
rights
writing
to
credit.
It, maybe. There, yeah. There is. As someone who marathoned all of MASH during the quarantine, there is at least one or two episodes where the music is used with the lyrics. And
okay.
I think
well,
it happens on the final episode, actually.
Yes.
Or the first episode.
But anyway,
well, I was going to say, if it happens on the first episode, then that might have more to do with it. Because I know that like directors, if you direct the pilot episode of a show, mm-hmm. You basically get the equivalent of an executive producer as far as royalties.
Is that
go,
so?
As far as and, royalties go.
Yeah. so you need not direct another episode of the show for like, you know, go 100 episodes and you're still getting royalties just uh-huh. for
oh,
directing
wow,
the pilot.
Really? That's
so that's why
crazy.
A lot of directors
the director does establish
just direct pilots.
The style of this show, I guess. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It makes
sort
a lot of sense.
Yes and no, because sometimes the style can kind of change a little bit. Frasier's a good example. James Burrows, the famous director James Burrows, who you know directed a lot of sitcoms, he directed the first episode of Frasier, but I would argue that by the end of the first season and by the second season, the style slightly changed a little bit, I feel, to become more Frasier-y, to separate it from Cheers, I feel. Anyway, that's just a
okay.
little tidbit.
Out.
Anyway...
We have 4 minutes on the Zoom.
Okay.
Let's try to land on a topic before we switch
sure.
tapes.
Sure. I've got a topic. I've been thinking about it, and I'm going to propose it. We don't have to do it, but Max and I, as you guys might know, is we're going to be releasing a new EP, our band, in the next...
Extended
month,
play for
next month and a half or so. And we were thinking about changing our band name. And I thought we would do something a little bit different for this episode and discuss potential band names. And we can say if we like them or not. Or if you
that's
want to
fun.
Go for more of a debate, we can do this topic. Does the band make the band name, or does the band name make the band, or are there instances where the band name makes the band?
I think that's a non-starter. I think in the few instances
so,
where the name makes the band, it's a one and done. Like, oh, isn't that novel? They don't have staying power.
You're right. Okay,
I can't even think of any actually
so,
where the band name makes the band.
It's like I keep going to the Monkees, but that's not even an example of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Well, I like the idea of choosing a band name actually.
Like, I like the idea of that too. I did because of the submarine situation. I thought it might be interesting to talk about, like, would you ever find yourself in that situation? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. Titan submarine.
Like, if you had all the money in the world, and there was a there's a submarine that's basically at this point it's
right,
we're pretty sure that nobody's surviving that thing.
Right.
And the more we learn about it, the more shady. of, yeah. And it's like, it's kind of insensitive to be like, I would never do that. But I have had this debate with another friend. Would you go into space? Period. To me, it's a no brainer. But then like he added the little detail of, would you go into space knowing that you would never return?
Oh gosh.
That's, well,
where actually, the alternative,
it's not a no brainer.
The alternative is, I know I will never go to space ever.
Well, yeah. Nikon, my older brother says he would never want to go to space, regardless. Irregardless.
Well, okay. money, all money being, money aside. All right, let's do the band names.
Yeah, let's do the band names. Maybe we'll do the other thing next week. Okay, guys, let's do it. Band names.
All right, guys, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. I hate it. I can't even say it.
Let's go. Let's LFG.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go. So for those of you who don't know, our band name that we are going to be changing, our band name is currently Little Person. And
Little Person.
And
where did that come from?
It came from a John Bryan song called Little Person. Very good song. Also, our sister, her band, Foxtel's Brigade, did a cover of that song called Little Person. Okay. Which one? Foxtel's Brigade or Little Person?
Foxtel's Brigade, yeah.
And we were just like, oh, Little Person, that's a great name. Our older brother was all about it. He was like, you got to name it Little Person.
He said he loved it.
It was very indicative of our band sound at the time.
Our sister hated the name.
Oh, I like it.
But we stuck with it.
Why are we changing it?
Because it still has a polarizing quality, and people some often associate it with, you know, little people. And for some reason think that maybe some people might think it's
fun of little people.
Yeah, some people for some reason think it might be offensive, but in what way?
Well, if you wanted
it
to be
offensive
you would say the offensive word. You wouldn't say little person.
Right. Also, it's not offensive. If anything, we're associating ourselves with it, meaning we pop it up.
You're not saying, hey, we're playing a bunch of shitty music.
Yeah. But in any event, it makes people think of something that.
Sure. That you're not.
And that's also, we're not thinking of, you know, little people too, when we're saying little person. We think of more of like the underdog, sort of the, you know, but anyway. So,
So you're coming out with a new sound? Is that part of it?
No,
too?
It's more like
trying to reinvent.
We just, our band's not very big at all. So this is an opportunity to perhaps change our name.
It
totally.
Man, Max,
totally.
You got to give other people a chance to talk.
What are you talking about? Go ahead.
For one, it is a pain to have to rebrand them. I mean, we have the whole logo. We have T-shirts and a website our music is on Spotify.
What's the website?
If you want to check
What's
it
the
out.
Website?
Littlepersonband.com. But
that's misleading.
Right. Well,
because like I go to that website and I'm like looking to book a band comprised of little people.
Okay. The point is, though, is to not have something polarizing just for people.
Yeah, totally.
You know, not even, we don't want their minds to go unnecessarily.
Yeah.
To
no, I get
to
it.
Else.
I get it.
And so initially we're like, I thought, oh, let's call the band Silhouette City, which is part of the title of one of our band, our songs from our first EP.
Oh, well, that's a problem. I guess it's not a problem.
No,
but
the problem is.
I love that name.
Me too.
Silhouette City is a really good
name.
But
if you look up almost anything these days, there's bound to be somebody that's taken the name. And lo and behold, there's a band in Tasmania called A Silhouette City.
Tasmania. That's okay.
There's another person who has the moniker Silhouette City. They've only released one song in 2020.
Okay.
Nobody's listened to it. And there's another band called Silhouette Cities.
How and followership?
Not very high on any of those. But if we told somebody, hey, look us up on Spotify, we don't want them to get confused, you know? So first of all, the debate is, can we still do it? Can we still use the name Silhouette City?
I think you can still do it. As long as none of these people are big. Is it like, do they, if they all have fewer than 1,000 followers?
Well, the band, the Tasmanian band, A Silhouette City, has around 1,000 followers on Facebook.
What about, no, I'm talking about Instagram where it matters. Anybody can get 1,000 of their friends to like them on
Spotify, actually.
Oh, wait, did I say Instagram? I meant Spotify.
Yeah.
Did I say Instagram?
That's what makes it funny. Like, Instagram where it matters. Yeah.
No, I meant Spotify.
No, so none of them have that big of listenerships, you know. Yeah. In fact, we have more listeners, I think, than any of them.
Is that true?
Call it Silhouette City and the Lizard Wizard.
I can't even find them. I can't even find them in an initial search on Spotify.
Well, you have to put Silhouette City Band, you know.
On Spotify? You say band?
No. Are you talking about on Spotify? Is that where you're putting?
Yeah, I'm talking about Spotify.
Well, are you looking up on artists?
Yeah.
You can't find any of them.
I can't. You guys are fine. Yeah, well, let's go through the exercise.
Okay, but let's go through the exercise. It's like the end of episode. We figured it out. Okay, so here,
guys. Again, let me tell you, that is a strong name.
It is a strong name.
I think it's a strong name.
It sounds,
but let's see if we can come up with something stronger.
Satisfying. The only downside is that Silhouette isn't the easiest of words to spell for everybody.
I agree.
Yeah. But that's not the end of the world.
I could imagine that when Depeche Mode came out, not everybody knew how to spell Depeche. But nobody was needing to spell it, though. They didn't have any thing to type in the name Depeche Mode. They were just going to the record store. Where's Depeche Mode? You know, it's simple as that.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Here's a question. Is having a band name nobody else has more important than having a good band name?
Oh, what a great question.
That's,
again, I think a huge factor is how bad.
I think that's funny.
Toilouette City.
That's funny.
That's good.
That's good.
Again, weird artifacts. I go back to, as long as they don't have a big enough following, it's anybody's game. And, you know, especially if they're in Tasmania, like, I think you can have the Silhouette City market, in the U.S. kind of cornered, and they'll be okay in Tasmania with having the same name.
I'll tell you this, Nikon. I did actually, a year and a half ago, I registered and I own the rights to the website silhouettecityband.com. Is that so?
Boom, done. We're done.
There we
Let's go.
Go. It's all...
Let's go. Cammy's suggestion is good. Cammy's suggestion is that we call it... I like that it's we. That we call
irregardless.
It... Irregardless. No. Irregardless, let's go.
Oh.
That's the whole name.
I don't have a problem with irregardless, by the way. I'm fine with that. Let's go.
It bothers me, but, you know.
Okay, but irregardless. So
irregardless.
Here's a few alternatives. This is something our older brother helped with, but the Max and Nikki brothers.
It's fun. It's a little, what are we trying to convey there?
Yeah, see, I don't know. What does it matter? It's the Max and Nikki brothers.
Well, because it's clearly going for some degree of humor, right?
There is a degree of humor there because it would be the Weinbach brothers, but it's Max and Nikki brothers.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. But
if there's humor, it has to represent something, I think, like some perspective, some comedic.
You're saying, it might be bad that we're, infusing humor in the name so that people might get the wrong impression of the band.
Actually. Well, not the wrong kind of humor, but like a non-representative sense of humor, right? Like your guys's band isn't like. You're not doing silly fart jokes.
That's what I'm saying.
Our
band has no... It's not
we might
humorous,
be doing that in our comedy, but not in our
you
band.
You do it in your comedy, but not in the band. Yeah. So I like it. It's fun, but it's not... It's a little convoluted.
You like Silhouette City more, right?
Oh, I like Silhouette City. Silhouette City is a band that goes on Conan O'Brien and the mid-90s. Because Conan O'Brien doesn't have a show
And your
anymore.
Musical guest, Silhouette City.
I think it's strong.
So what about this?
I actually like the Max and Nikki brothers. Here's the one of my reasons for liking Max.
Weird Artifacts. Oh, that's funny.
I think Weird Artifacts is a good band name. If that seems like
that is a, yeah. Tell us a bit about where you came up with Weird Artifacts. Weird Artifacts.
Yeah.
And now we're learning that your name is Jason, but I'm going to keep calling you Weird Artifacts.
Now here's
and
the thing.
I do. Gemma Leslie suggested Grammar Corner as a band name.
That sounds something. Like a little bit more like mathy somehow. You know, like a
yeah.
Not that I dislike the name. It's just not the representative of the band, though, I feel.
Silhouette City sounds like a strip club.
Kodiak's got to be taken by now.
Now, here's the thing. Let me just argue for Max and Nikki Brothers for
no,
a second.
No, the Max and Nikki Brothers.
Okay.
Because if you just said Max and Nikki Brothers, people might think Brothers is our last name.
Or
as in
might
Dr.
Be like
Joyce
Max
Brothers.
Nikki, comma, Brothers.
That's kind
That's,
of funny.
No, yeah.
Which okay. is like your title.
Right. Max and Nikki. Or Max and Nikki colon Brothers.
Brothers. Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway, here's the thing.
That's kind of funny, actually. Max and Nikki colon Brothers.
Now, here's the thing.
Oh, it's not bad.
In the same vein, Max, Brent and I came up with the idea of putting Max does not equal Nikki, but the does not equal sign.
Uh-huh. How do you put that in a search?
No,
though?
I know.
Anyway. Here's my argument for including Max and Nikki. At
what
least
about
in,
Max? What about Max equals Nikki's? Max equals Nikki.
No wait, what you just said though? Max equals Nikki's.
No, not every
one
stupid
Max
thing
equals
that's
two
said
Nikki's.
Is worthy of.
I disagree. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Dr. Joyce Sisters. That's kind of funny.
Okay. What about BB Queen? That's actually an artist, by the way.
It's, ooh.
No, that I looked that up before. That's an actual artist.
Damn,
BB
that's
Queen.
Good.
But yeah. Here's the thing. I feel like having Max and Nikki in there, you know, we have somewhat of a following a little bit. I don't want to conflate our comedy, obviously, with our band, but it might behoove us in terms of getting people listening to our stuff to include our name in there. Anyway, that's just my thought. Anyway.
I get it, but you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Think about the guy. Who's the guy in 20 Seconds to Mars? The
30 seconds.
Oh, 30 Jason Schwartzman?
No, Max.
No.
What? Jared Leto. Jason Schwartzman was in Phantom Planet.
Yes, all right.
Sorry, I know more about music than both.
But you said something 20 Seconds to Mars and then Phantom Planet. You can see why I'm getting confused.
I can see it. Hey, what if there's Supper Club in it somewhere, like the something something Supper Club?
That's too long.
Club is too often used these days.
Yeah, Club is a very
Tokyo Police Club. There's two-door cinema club.
I like Supper
Club. Club Random with Bill Maher. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Sure.
Okay, so... All right, that's Max and Nikki Brothers.
I like the Silhouette City Supper Clubs. Like it feels robust.
I can't do it.
I don't
that's
like
also
it.
Too okay. long. A friend of mine was telling me, you know, he was even a little bit. He loves Silhouette City, but he's like, there's just a one too many syllables for him.
I don't agree.
Silhouette City Supper Club definitely too many syllables.
Now, yeah. Here's a few others. By the way, to piggyback off what's going on in the comments. Matt, Brent and I did come up with Nick's Mackie.
I don't like it. Vito, cut it out.
Okay.
Naxie.
No. Nick. Anyway, here's one other that Brent came up with. And it's, if you think about it,
Dinner
it's pretty,
like
pretty
that,
clever. Actually. It's called Call Us a Million.
Call Us a Million. Yeah.
Reason being...
Hold on, let me explain.
Okay.
This is how he got it. So the... call us a million. That's the name. So right away you're thinking, what does that even mean?
Five syllables.
Which is interesting. But here's the derivation of it. Brent took the end of the name Nicholas and the end of the name Maximilian.
Oh,
the end of the name
I
Maximilian. And he put... It would be Colus... Emilian, but he turned those into words and said, call us.
What if you do that?
What?
What if you do Colus, Chols, comma, Emilian? So not call us a million, but call us a million.
I like the accent you're using. Call us
it's
a million.
Definitely a German band.
Call us a million.
Right. Yeah, it's some
We are a krautrock brand called Call Us a Million.
We are Call Us a Million.
Dinner Time. I actually like Dinner Time. That sounds like a cool band name.
I bet that's a dinner name. I can't imagine that hasn't been taken. What about this? Midnight Snack.
Wait, I can't add Midnight Snack. Isn't there?
No, that could be, people could misinterpret that as a booty call, Midnight Snack.
Call it
Brent and Laura. That's what Jim is saying. Call our band Brent and Laura. Now, here's the thing, guys. Here's a list. I'm just going to name them off. Let's see if you like any of these.
Okay.
Paper Friend.
Friend?
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm not into it. Veto. Let's move on.
Okay.
Max and Nikki and Ted and Alice.
How about Midnight Paper? Max and Nikki and Ted and Alice? Who are those? Yeah. Who are they?
Well, there's a movie from the late 60s called Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. And it's a good movie. Anyway, here's another one.
I think that's funny, and I actually like that band name, but maybe not, though.
Here's another one.
I think
it's too long, actually.
That's a veto.
Here's another one. The Weinbach Twins.
Nah. We can do better than that.
Merry Christmas,
Paper
Mr.
Bomb?
Weinbach. What's that?
Bomb? Yeah, I don't know. Merry Christmas, Mr. Weinbach. I would like it if it was not Christmas, because that just sounds like you guys are a Christmas band.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Paper Bomb, I like the imagery I'm thinking of. I think of a kind of a balled up piece of paper, and you're throwing it and it actually explodes.
Yeah, exactly. Into little pieces of paper.
Here's a few others that
paper
use the
grenade.
Word silhouette.
Paper Grenade.
Pink Silhouette.
I don't
think so. Well, that's too sexual.
Yes, it is. It is too sexual. That's true. Yes.
That's a strip club.
Yes, it is.
Silhouette Symphony.
Ooh, I like that.
Not into it. I'm not into it.
Why not? Tell us why.
Because here's why. If you're going to do Silhouette Symphony, you may as well do Silhouette City, which is better, actually. So there you go.
Well,
yeah, you can't argue with that. How about Silhouette Township?
Doesn't have that alliteration, though. Silhouette Country.
Countryside.
Silhouette Hair Salon.
Nah.
It actually sounds like the name
of a hair salon. How about Paper Hair Salon? Paper Hair Salon.
Paper Hair Salon. That almost sounds kind of good, actually.
Yeah, like...
Okay, how about this? Now, this is already a well-known song.
Paper Salon.
This is a song... It's an old song. I bet there's a band already named this, but what if we use Paper Moon as a band name?
That's got to be a band.
That's
got
to be. It's already a movie.
Well,
I
yeah.
I know, but I'm saying, is it a band, though? Paper Moon.
It's
got to be.
It's too reference. You don't want to be too. Well,
you don't
want to
reference
matter.
Something too popular. What about Paper Sun?
Yeah, why not?
What about Paper Sun?
Vogue is Paper Sun.
S-O-N. I'm just kidding. Well, it could be. Actually, that could be. Paper S-O-N? Paper Sun?
Paper Sun's not bad.
It's not bad, but...
Is it better than Silhouette City?
Probably not.
How about Silhouette Sun? Silhouette Sunny.
Oh, Jim Leslie, Silly Wet Symphony.
Silly Wet Symphony. I love that.
I actually like that.
It almost
for
sounds
other
like-
reasons that don't... represent our band, but
it sound similar to Silly Symphonies, which was the original Disney shorts that basically were parodied by Warner Brothers, which turned into Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that, by the way?
Right. What?
That Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies was just a play on of Disney's Silly Symphonies.
I put that together. I didn't know. I mean, I assumed that was the case, but I wasn't. Yeah.
Anyway, here's just a few others. Elephant Mercy. N-O spells no.
How about Paper Elephant?
It sounds too twee, as they say.
Yeah.
Tiger Uppercut.
Tiger Uppercut, Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom, yeah. Hadouken.
Yoga Flame. Mm. Here's another one. Vintage Getaway.
No. Here's why I don't want to use that is...
Crash Test Dummy Sizzit Van.
Here's the thing.
We have a show called
Vintage Basement. People are going to get confused there. I don't know this.
I like Getaway though, like something relating to Getaway, like
Silhouette Getaway,
Paper Getaway.
Actually, Paper Getaway. I kind of like it.
Silhouette Symphony is pretty good too.
Silhouette Symphony. Meth, yeah. Death, or some like hard rock, hard heavy metal.
Meth,
man.
Death. Meth, yeah. Death is pretty good.
I did think.
How about Meth Life?
Meth Life, like Meth Life, but Meth Life. Yeah. Cammy, that's funny. Yeah. Cammy put Vintage Basement. Now I think Vintage Basement is a really good band name, but we can't use it.
Not for you, yeah.
Not anymore.
Paper Getaway. Wait, let's go back to Meth Life, because it's like a double entendre. Like, I'm living that meth life, man.
I don't want to associate our band with drugs. It also sounds like Met Life, which is an insurance.
No, that's the idea.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I see. Anyway, you guys, let's hear some ideas. I've been coming up.
Liquid Life.
Liquid Life. Liquid is a little... I feel like I'm choking on it. Now, here's the thing.
It feels like you guys are guitar thrashers, which I don't think, yeah.
Now, this would be a great band name, but unfortunately, MTV already took it, but Liquid Television sounds
Cribs.
Like a great band name.
Oh, it does.
But it's
not
been used.
That could be a band. You could be a band named
Liquid Television. But it's so strongly associated with a time and place, like the early 90s.
Yeah, so what?
Know. No, of...
There's the band Nouvelle Vogue. There's all kinds of things that are references to times and places and...
No, but
movements.
It's already taken. Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, not as a band, though.
It's true.
Wait, what was the one that you guys said? Here's another band, by the way, that I thought was good. It's a reference to something. There is somebody that uses the name, but it's only one person. They're not famous or anything. And that's Paradise Twin.
That's fun. But it also kind of makes you sound like Mickey Avalon or something.
Well, it's
how about
it's a reference to Seinfeld. There's the theater when they're the one where they're trying to go to the movies. It's the episode where Rochelle's in it. One of the theaters is called Paradise Twin.
What about
Rochelle?
What about Retro Fitness? For some reason, made me Retro Fitness.
Retro Fitness.
I don't know. Paper fitness? Synthetic fitness?
Synthetic fitness. Paper fitness. What about Mike is Muted?
And not into that.
What about...
so far, I guess Silhouette City is the best one, but it does feel like there is that caveat, guys. I mean, what do you think?
It's not a big caveat for me.
You're telling me on Spotify you searched for it and you couldn't find anything.
Nope.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'm sure I could find it if I searched very hard. If you told me like a name of their song and all that.
No,
like one of their
songs. Wouldn't need to. You would just need to go under the artists at tabs and and if it's not there.
It's not that they don't exist as an artist. It's that they're just not showing up.
What about Retro Fruit?
1 monthly listener.
I know.
Are you going to be intimidated by someone with one? And then there's a Silhouette City.
Cammy's not feeling Silhouette City. Oh, really? Cammy, you're not feeling Silhouette City, eh?
But Cammy, are you not feeling it enough that you wouldn't listen to them? Because that's what we're talking about here.
I personally love the name Silhouette City as a band name. What about Retro?
I do too.
What about Retro Fruit?
Retro Fruit. Retro Vegetable. Retro Vegetable. Paper Vegetable. Silhouette Vegetable. Silhouette Shopping Cart.
Paper Fruit.
Wax Vegetables.
What about Paper Machine?
How about, ooh.
That's got to be a name. Paper Machine?
I like Paper Machine a lot.
Huh?
I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up.
Let's look. I'm going to write that down. Paper Machine.
Paper Matches. Paper Machete. No Paper Machine.
Sounds too much like Micro Machines.
No, it doesn't.
Paper Machine. But do you think of Rage Against the Machine at all when you hear that?
No. No. Paper Machine is strong.
That's a, do you like that more than Silhouette City? I like the deep breath.
I'd have to try them on. I'd have to try them on. Like, I'd have to listen to one song with Paper Machine in my mind and to another song with Silhouettes, or that maybe the same song with.
Yeah, Gemma, you know, we could Gemma, the point is it does sound like Paper Mache, but it's not. It's Paper Machine. We could do this. Corey, so they're getting mastered right
seems
now.
Seems like
tracks.
Dandy Warhols, though. It's too Dandy Warhols-y.
Corey what, Paper Feldman's. Machine?
No, yeah. Corey Feldman's.
That's right.
Okay. It's good, but it's like...
Right, it's too Dandy Warhols.
Well, it's also kind of a play on the Quarry Men, which is,
now,
you know...
Here's
the heads up. We got about 10 minutes, and I think we should maybe wrap it up too in those 10 minutes.
We could do this. You know, they're getting mastered right now, and when they're finished getting mastered, probably in a week or so, we could do a sneak peek of the songs for our podcast listeners, and you could tell us. You could tell us, hey, do these, what band name fits this music to you, right?
Yeah, I like that.
What about
I like
this
the
as
idea
a band
of
name
suits too. How about a
mixing master?
No,
I hate that. I already hated it once I said it.
Twin suits,
flame retardant suits, flame retardant suits.
That's way
that's
too
a no on that.
Wait, Paper Machine, is that a band name? That's got to be right.
No, I can't find. Oh, again, I'm just going off of Spotify. I can't find it.
You know what's funny?
No, that is well, okay. There's a band. In
Paper
Glasgow
Match.
That has 93 likes on Facebook called Paper Machine.
You can't go off
Facebook. It's called Paper Machine Music.
You can't go off Facebook because Facebook, all you're doing, listen, I just started a page. Will you like my page, random friend who I haven't talked to in 10 years? Yes, you'll like it? Okay, great. Now I have, you know, you do that, easily get 500 followers that way. That means nothing. Spotify is where people listen to music.
Paper Machine. Well, let me ask you.
You like that, huh?
I like it a lot.
Do you listen?
Wow, it almost sounds like you're more enthusiastic about it than Silhouette City.
Well, it felt like a breakthrough, you know. Just,
let me ask you now.
Well, but I'm not saying I like it more. I will say this.
Paper Machine. There's no. People are going to know how to spell those words.
People are going to know how to spell it. The one question, and this isn't even an issue. It does make you guys sound like a fast and hard band.
That's what I was going to say.
But not Rage Against. I'm not saying because it sounds like Rage Against the Machine. It just sounds fast and hard, but there's nothing wrong with having a name that sounds fast and hard and being your own sound.
How about, okay, musical guest, Paper Machine. Does that sound okay to you?
Oh, or, that sounds amazing. It's just the question
oh,
is,
thank
what,
you. I mean,
the sound, what's the sound that comes after? I mean, also, yeah, very good.
Well,
job
this is
get,
this will be
name?
A scenario.
Yeah,
let me just explain this style of music, by the way. Just and this isn't uniquely it, but it kind of sums it up. It's like the Beach Boys meets the Smiths.
That
with
works.
A lot of Beatles influence in there too.
I think that works.
What about the Smith?
The Don, what about the Smith boys?
The Don Pardo test?
The Don Pardos?
Now, I know. I do think Silhouette City does suit our vibe. I do think so.
Silhouette City suits that vibe a little bit more. Now,
fast and hard.
Let me ask you, Econ,
how about
do
the
you,
Pixie Sticks? Yeah.
Well, it sounds like too much like the Pixies.
The Beach Smiths.
I know.
Paper Machine, while it does have maybe a connotation a little bit of fast and hard, I feel like this would be a scenario where the band would really make the name if people started hearing our music and be like, Paper Machine
exactly.
makes sense, though, still with this band. You know what I mean?
Now, absolutely.
Here's another thing.
I think it works.
Nikon, do you listen to, when you listen to music, do you listen more on Spotify or do you use YouTube at all?
I use YouTube, but primarily Spotify. I use YouTube when I use YouTube when I wanted to watch like a live concert from like 20 years ago or whatever, primarily.
Right. The Beach Smiths. The Beach Boy meets the Smiths.
It's a bit long. How about the Wine Bros? It's mostly a joke.
What's up with the lighting on my thing on StreamYard? It's all
Beach
weird.
Smith Division. I mean, it's been like this all day.
Beach Smith Division? Well, it's a little bit of a tongue twister. Beach Smith Division? Beach Smith Division?
Beach Division? No, I don't know.
Beach Smith.
The Beach
so
Smith.
Right now,
Beach
it
Smith.
Sounds like it's
how about,
between.
How about Max Weinbach and the Max Weinbach 7 or
2?
Whatever. What was the?
Max Weinberg.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of, what if we did call ourselves the Max Weinbergs? Even though that doesn't.
Okay.
It's not us.
Now,
you know?
Are we just
how about
saying,
the Max Weinberg 2?
The Beached Boys.
So we're just saying
the Forgotten Max Weinberg.
We're just saying Max and Nikki. We shouldn't go with that, right?
No,
something
yeah,
with
it's,
Max
it's
and
just
Nikki.
A missed opportunity.
That?
It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, but is it a missed opportunity to not use our name? Because
no, it's a separate project.
Wait, I know, but okay. Here's a good example.
Quick,
even
weird,
though he's really
weird,
bit,
weird artifacts. Where did you come up with that name? And is that a band name, Jason?
And can we pay you $5 for the name? Max, I love that. Max featuring Nikki.
No, what about Max Weinbach and
well,
the
why
Nikki
not Nikki
Weinbach?
Featuring
that's
Max.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, Max featuring Nikki.
Well, here's an idea.
And how about Max featuring Nikki and vice versa?
Wait, hold on.
Let's say that out loud. The Don Pardo test. It is the Don Pardo test. Musical guest, Max featuring Nikki.
Nah, I can't.
No, Max featuring Nikki and vice versa.
And vice versa. Wait. Max featuring Nikki and vice versa.
Well, how about,
how
this?
About vice versa? That's a name, right?
No, that's a name.
That seems like crisscross or something.
Now, here. Right. What about this? Okay, now hear me out.
LFG regardless.
What about this?
LFG regardless.
What about
LFG regardless?
What about LFG irregardless?
What about Nikki and Max? Huh?
I don't know.
Separate project. Switch the
it's
names.
Something. It's
you
something.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it. Wait, somebody said something. Beach Smiths.
Beach Smooth Boys. You know.
All right. Well, anyway, guys,
there's plenty. I've got Sheen Flax and Yellow. Probably not, right?
No.
Sheen
look,
like. No, it's too.
There's also, We're Not Afraid.
No.
There's also, Brown Eyed City.
No.
Okay.
No.
Neighborhood Playground.
How
about?
Look, I just want to.
All right. Well,
we have three minutes on this Zoom, and I think we're going to wrap it up here. So any last words on this?
I know this is a very different episode. We didn't do a big debate, but I think maybe we've set on two possibilities. Silhouette City,
right.
Which was always a possibility.
No Brown Eye. Yes, I know.
And
exactly.
Paper Machine.
I like Paper Machine a lot.
Okay,
to the point where I'm surprised it's not taken.
Listeners, in the chat, between those two names, Silhouette City and Paper Machine, type what you like more.
Or Max and Nikki. Like, what if we, as some iteration of us using Max and Nikki in our name? Yeah, I'm going to put that out there.
I think that's an
opportunity, too, in and of itself, actually.
Well, what's an opportunity?
To use our names within it.
Oh, so you think the Max and Nikki brothers?
Or something else, like.
I saw the eye roll on Nikon. He didn't love it.
No, it's clever. I just don't think it's right.
What about the Weinbach? What about the Weinbach twins? What about that? I just think. Okay, granted he's a really big comedian, but Tim Heidecker does use, you know, actually does his band go by a different name? I forgot. Anyway,
I just think. Unless it's like a stripped down thing where it's like, hey, this is just us being the Weinbach twins now.
You don't view it as a band. I dig.
Yeah.
I dig.
April likes Silhouette City the most. That's Ninby Salter, who came to our show last.
Cammy likes Nikki and Max. She likes Nikki and Max. Anyway.
But I get, well, I understand what you're saying, Nikon, in that it does make you think that it's not our a band, actually.
Yeah, just it's like, hey, here's us being vulnerable and trying some songs out, you know, as opposed to like, you guys, this is a separate thing that is a band.
Right. You know, our sister actually...
Oh, Gemma thinks I don't think you've landed on one yet.
Oh, damn.
Interesting.
Damn. So Gemma doesn't... She doesn't love Silhouette City, nor...
Look, everybody's going to have an opinion.
Bryce Shell says everybody's twins.
I don't think you're going to land on a song that all four of our live listeners are going to like.
A song?
Oh, sorry, a name. A name. So...
Yeah.
So I'll leave you with that thought.
But I do think Nikon, I place a lot of importance on your opinion, and I love it. But until next time, hey, if you guys haven't already done so, make sure to subscribe on YouTube to at Splitting Hairs Podcast. Make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify
or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow us, and thank you guys for tuning in to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Nikon.
Please keep tuning in.